Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. As I promised last week, this week we're going to talk about the Great Chicago Fire. So let's get started. The Great Chicago Fire was a conflagration that burned in the American city of Chicago during October 8th to the 10th in 1871. The fire killed approximately 300 people and destroyed roughly 3.3 square miles of the city, including over 17,000 structures, and left more than 100,000 residents homeless. Now on to the Q&A questions. Now on to the first question. What really caused the Great Chicago Fire? The Great Chicago Fire started on the evening of October 8, 1871. While there is a little doubt that the fire started in a barn owned by Patrick and Catherine O'Leary, sorry I can't pronounce that, the exact cause of the fire remains a mystery still. But in matter of fact, rain put out the fire more than a day later. But by then, it had burned an area of 4 miles long and 1 mile wide. Now to the second question. How long did the Great Chicago Fire last? The fire lasted 2 days. On to the third question. What eventually caused the fire to end? Luckily, it began to rain when the Great Chicago started, so it stopped fire, which I thought that was like something that was meant for it, because I think that if it was like if it wasn't gonna rain, then it would be sunny. But the sun would, like, I think it would have made the fire, like, more, like, spread more. But also, if it didn't rain, like, the firefighters and all that would have, you know, took forever, because it takes a long time. But they were lucky because it rained that day and it stopped the fire. So I think that was a miracle, because you didn't need like a lot of firefighters, and also it stopped naturally because it was rain. Now on to the fourth question. Where did the fire likely begin? The fire likely began in a small barn, and then it spreaded, and then it turned into a big fire. Now on to the fifth question. What caused the Great Chicago Fire? To this day, we don't know how the fire began. However, we do know it started in the O'Leary barn. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Unfortunately, the firefighters were accidentally sent to the site of a fire from the night before, as they thought it started up again. When they finally made it to the O'Leary barn, the fire was already burning out of control. Now on to the last question. What happened during the fire? The fire moved fast, though the wooden homes and barns helped along by strong wind. Fire jumped through the south branch of the Chicago River, and it moved through downtown, burning hotels, stores, banks, and even a courthouse. Fire jumped the main branch of the river and burned the waterworks building, which housed the machines that pumped water. When the waterworks burned, the firefighters were no longer there. The fire kept going and it destroyed the north side of the neighborhoods. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Next week, we're going to talk about a different topic. Bye.